You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This beautiful Friday morning, we are victorious. How are we victorious? Through the Word.
Yes.
The Word of God. It shows us, it enlightens unto us our path of victory. In Job, the Bible says to declare a thing, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your way. So when we declare the Word of God, we are declaring what has already been decreed, what has already been established, and light will shine. The light will come for us to be able to see and do our path to victory.
Yes, the Word of God is a path to our victory. In 1 John chapter 5, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 1, it says, whoever believed that Jesus Christ Whoever believed that Jesus is the Christ mm-hmm. is born of God. Mm-hmm. Whoever. Mm-hmm. So who's a believer? Mm-hmm. Who's born of God? Not who we think. Clear.
Yeah.
It is, you know, we have a spin mm-hmm. and we can tell you who is born of God mm-hmm. and who is not born of mm-hmm. God. But we just got to look at who God says is born of him. It says here, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves him, who begot, also love him, who is the begotten of him. Mm-hmm. So who is born of God? Those who believe
mm-hmm. yeah.
that he is the Son of God, mm-hmm. that he is the Christ. Mm-hmm. And to those people, Dan, you just read, mm-hmm. he gives what? Authority mm-hmm. in Luke. Mm-hmm. He says, mm-hmm. now I give those people mm-hmm. who believe, because I had already seen Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Mm-hmm. And I give you the authority mm-hmm. over him. And we know where the authority comes from. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. We got the authority in there. Mm-hmm. It's all match up. So we don't need to be afraid or scared
yeah.
because we believe in Jesus. He gives us the authority. We know where the authority lies in the Word of God and how to use it mm-hmm. for our weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, all the intangibles, mm-hmm. all the intangibles. Because that's where they exist. The fear, the doubt, the criticism, the backbiting, all of the feeling there that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, against what the Word of God says. Those are, in fear exalts itself against what? The knowledge of God. Mm-hmm. Because it says perfect love casts out all fear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if there is love of God, there is no fear. But fear comes to exalt itself and say, no, I'm real. You know, when fear strike, it said, no, I'm real. Mm-hmm. The word, I'm over the word. No, fear is under the word. Mm-hmm. We subdue fear with the Word of God.
Amen.
Romans chapter 6, or excuse me, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, which is a common scripture. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." So there's power in the gospel. We can't be ashamed. We can't be timid. We can't be held back, for the gospel is the power of God to salvation. Jesus Christ, he is the path. He is the ways. And no one comes to the Father except through me. And this is where our strength is in our salvation. When we really have the awareness and the revelation of what Jesus Christ did for us, that yes. he already gave us the victory, that he switched places with us on the cross. He died in place
yes.
of us. He died for our sins in place of us receiving the sin penalty, so that we now can have full access to God, that there's no veil of separation. We have full access unto God. We are ambassadors. We are sons. This is a language that we need to speak over ourselves, and not that other language that the enemy continually is whispering in our ear.
Listen, guys, are you here this morning as we wrap this week teaching up? How 1 John chapter 4 sum it up? 1 John chapter 4 sum up why it's important for us to stick to the word. Why is it important for us to stick only to the word? 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Sum it up so good for us. He said, "Beloved, do not what? Believe every spirit." Okay? "But test the spirit whether they are of God. Because many false prophets has gone out into the world."
Yeah, that's good.
Oh man, it just wrap everything up.
Yeah.
Put it into perspective right here for us. That's why at Living Word, we only go by the what?
The word.
Only. We'll cut you right off. Because once you go outside of the word, then that's you. That's you. Our faith is anchored only in what God says. Not what some men say, but only in what God says. And for all these years on the radio year, when we comes on the year, all we talk about is the word. That's all. This is the living word. John says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit," because we just set it up that they are hierarchy of spirit. You remember you just read that in Ephesians chapter 6?
Verse 12.
Verse 12. And you named them. Powers, rulers, they're all there. So that's why we have to test to see if it is God or it is the cunning and craftiness of the wicked one that is going to deceive us. And he only can deceive us outside when we go outside of the word of God. So we have to stay within the word. So now we put on, and Emily, you did list them. How do we do it? Those truth. Where truth comes from? God. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, he just told you that you have to go into the word of God.
Yeah.
So what we have to stop doing is try to fix it carnally.
Yeah.
Stop trying to fix it with things of this world.
Yes.
Now, don't get me wrong. There are things that do help us. But the basis is the evil one. There's good and evil in this world. And fear is a big one. The Bible talks about fear tremendously. And I'm here to tell you, maybe the fear is there, but what the Bible tells us is, no matter what, you're not going to go through anything alone. And that's the message. Even though we may be afraid sometimes, we're not alone. And if we could always know that God is always with us, and how do we communicate? Through our spirit. And it's always a way out. He will always provide a way out.
And it's so good when we... No, you know, by this we know the Spirit of God. How do we know the Spirit of God? In verse 2, it says, "By this we know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God." Is of God. How we know? John chapter 1. John chapter 1. John chapter 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. Mm-hmm. So that's all we know. This word here, it tells us that Jesus, it tells us clearly, by this we know the Spirit, that every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Mm-hmm. Because how? We know by the word that Jesus come how? In the flesh. He born of the Virgin Mary. Mm-hmm. In Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 2 tells us that mm-hmm. Christ come in the flesh.
And when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was scared.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was scared. He knew what he was going to face. You know, he had emotions just like us, Jesus. But yet, he gave us a way out.
So it's so mm-hmm. beautiful. How do you know? People say, how do you know there's a God? I know because of the word, and I believe it. I'm a believer, not a doubter. Mm-hmm. I just believe it. Mm-hmm. I don't have to go try to go test mm-hmm. to see if there's a God. I just believe. Mm-hmm. I take, you know, you ever heard that? Somebody says, I take you at your word.
Yeah. That means you're a proven person in their life.
Yeah. That says, I take you at your
word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I take God at his word.
Because he's proven.
It's proven.
It works.
Yeah, hallelujah. So we don't have to go try to test it.
Mm-hmm.
We just take God at his word. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good.
It.
That in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, where it's talking about testing the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pastor Emily gave the example about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane when the enemy was pressing on him and weighing on him. And he kept going to God. Jesus went to God and he said, Lord, if there's another way, let this cup pass. But then he said the third time, nevertheless, not my will, but your will. And he began to confess the will of God. So when we confess the will of God in our situation, it causes all the opposition to retreat. It causes it to break. We're testing the spirit. How? With the word. And Pastor opened up the beginning of the week in Jeremiah chapter 1. And it was a battle of words. In verse 4, it says, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nation. So that was the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Then Jeremiah comes back with his word.
Yeah.
He says, our Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth.
Mm.
But then the Lord now has to give him another word.
Don't say that.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
He said, don't say, I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and wherever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. So he's given him another word, a word to be able to combat the fear that was coming against his mind. And then verse 9, he says, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me. So he put a new word in his mouth. Jeremiah was talking wrong, so he was thinking wrong. Talk right, think right.
Right.
Make your day count.
Ooh.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.